From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio, this is In Black America.
I started right out of undergraduate school. So right when I graduated from the University of California, Irvine, there was a position at the California State San Bernardino, and it was a position of program coordinator, and it was part-time. But it really called for a skill set related to student activities on college campuses, understanding the importance of student involvement and belonging, and also the logistics of coordinating those events and choosing the right kind of events that students would be interested in. I successfully received that job, and in no time at all, the job became full-time, which I believe was responsive to my ability, but also responsive to the needs of the institution at that time. In that role, I founded a programming board because I felt in order to stay connected with the student population, I needed to have students planning for students.
Dr. Sansia R. Lilly, Vice President for Student Affairs and Dean of Students at the University of Texas at Austin. That was Lilly 10 years ago when she first arrived on the UT Austin campus as Senior Associate Vice President for Student Affairs and Dean of Students in April 2006. Recently, she was appointed to manage the Division of Student Affairs, 9 departments, which include the Counseling and Mental Health Center, Food and Housing Service, New Student Services, the Office of the Dean of Students, Recreational Sports, Texas Parents, the Center for Students in Recovery, University Health Services, and the University Unions. Lilly has spent more than 30 years committed to helping students have a successful college experience. She began a career as a student union program coordinator, followed by progressive leadership roles in student affairs at major universities. I'm Johnny O. Hansen, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, Dr. Sansia R. Lilly, Vice President of Student Affairs and Dean of Students at the University of Texas at Austin, In Black America.
Every day, I know that I've had a good day when I walk across the campus and I see students that are on a mission, students that are on a mission to enjoy the sun, enjoy the weather, students that are healthy, students that are thriving, students that are in small groups, students that are reading, individuals interacting with our students, so faculty and staff and members of the community. When I see that our students are enjoying this place and this space and their role in it. So we talk about success in many different ways. And so I just described to you of social, a very visual social scene, but knowing that they're in and out of these classrooms and that we have amazing faculty who are sharing knowledge and engaging them in learning in ways that are traditional and some very non-traditional, and that the students are finding their place and their fit here on the 40 acres.
Since June of 2016, Dr. Sansia R. Lilly has served as Interim Vice President for Student Affairs and since 2006 as Dean of Students. Prior to coming to UT Austin, Lilly served as Assistant Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs Administration at the University of California, Los Angeles. Lilly earned a bachelor's degree in economics from the University of California, Irvine, a master's degree in education at California State University, San Bernardino, and a doctorate in education administration at the University of Southern California. Lilly was no stranger to Texas when she accepted a position here in 2006. Both of her parents are from Texas, and her mother graduated from Houston Tillerson University. As Vice President of Student Affairs and Dean of Students, Lilly will manage a diverse portfolio of 9 departments in the Division of Student Affairs that are dedicated to providing a cutting-edge student experience from orientation through graduation. Also, the division supports 1,300 student organizations, student emergency and veteran services, and leadership programs. It's been 10 years since we last spoke.
It has been 10 years, John. 10 years, a decade at the University of Texas at Austin.
Now, you came here from California, and what led you to accept the position here at UT Austin 10 years ago?
I did. I joined the Longhorn Nation after being at the University of California, Los Angeles, and, wanting to grow and stretch and learn more about higher education, and what better place than Texas. I've always considered Texas my second home. My parents are both Texans, mom from Taylor, Texas, mm-hmm. and my dad, Carthage, Texas, in the east side of the state. And so it has just been a wonderful pilgrimage home.
Before we get into the conversation that I want to focus on, what do you do when UCLA and USC play?
I am one of the loyal, I'll determine it, and I sit in the middle and I try to find clothing that allows me to represent both of those fantastic institutions.
I understand. What led you to that initial interest in education?
So my mother is a graduate of Houston Tillison, mm-hmm. so right here in Austin, and instilled a very strong college-going culture. So it was never when are you going to college, it was where are you going. Mm-hmm. So education has always been a part of the fabric of our family, and watching my mother and her commitment to education and the fact that she strongly felt education is the will catapult you in terms of your career and your future and your knowledge base. Education was a place I always felt very comfortable, and I wanted to also leave my mark and influence the future leaders of America.
Before we get into a deep discussion of what your duties and responsibilities are, what do you see the challenges of higher education in the coming years?
Oh, higher education, it's such a microcosm of what's going on nationally in the world. And so when you think about mental health and behavioral health, you certainly are learning more and more of individuals and younger experiencing levels of stress, mm-hmm. Coping, learning to cope, and displaying or a lack thereof of grit. You also see more and more students wanting to enter into higher education and to continue pursuing. So access and affordability continue to be on the forefront. Safety. We are on an everyday basis talking about how to make our institutions feel safe and, mm-hmm. and welcoming. When we talk about welcoming, it certainly is diversity and inclusion. How do we make sure that we continue to reflect the state and the world and prepare global citizens to go out there and lead?
How does the University of Texas play in this scenario of, one, being a flagship university in the state of Texas, but also nationally?
Well, John, you just said it. We are a flagship public institution, and we have a responsibility and a commitment to be certainly an economic engine and to create opportunities for the state of Texas, but also for the world. And when I talk about global citizenship and making sure that we are preparing our students to lead. And so in all of the areas that we talk about that are prominent and that are at the forefront of higher education, we want to make sure the students that are leaving the University of Texas at Austin are prepared and equipped and have the courage and the confidence and the intellect and the scholarship to go out there and to make a difference. Our president talks about this being the university of what's next. And with that tall charge, you know that you have a responsibility in every way that students interact with the institution of higher education, and certainly here at UT.
I'm quite sure your economic background comes into play every day, and there's only 5 days in the week, and you're over 9 departments. How do you spread yourself through all these different entities?
Well, the number one, the working here does not feel like work.
Okay.
So when you get up every day and you are engaging in and involved in something that you're passionate about, and I absolutely love the students here, I love higher education, and I love the University of Texas at Austin. So the work that I do is not what brings about the stress or brings about, it's being tiring or creating an environment where you're you're exhausted. It's, you know, it's situations. The beauty is we don't do this work alone. Okay. We have families, we have amazing staff, we have members of the community. And so on a day-to-day basis, one of the responsibilities is to coordinate and connect. I often say connect dots, to be the triage or the turnstile, and to make sure the resources are in place and those that are experts in various areas are equipped with the tools to respond so the organization functions well because of the team. There are people here that are equally as passionate, and we pull together and come together in a way that's magical.
Your department has an integral part in their total college experience.
That's correct.
At the end of the day, when do you know you've had a good day?
At the end of the day, every day, I know that I've had a good day when I walk across the campus and I see students that are on a mission, students that are on a mission to enjoy the sun, enjoy the weather, students that are healthy, students that are thriving, students that are in small groups, students that are reading, individuals interacting with our students, so faculty and staff and members of the community. When I see that our students are enjoying this place and this space and their role in it. So we talk about success in many different ways. And so I just described to you of social, a very visual social scene, but knowing that they're in and out of these classrooms and that we have amazing faculty who are sharing knowledge and engaging them in learning in ways that are traditional and some very non-traditional, and that the students are finding their place and their fit here on the 40 acres.
I understand. If you're just joining us, I'm Johnny O'Hanson Jr., and you're listening to In Black America from KUT Radio. And we're speaking with Dr. Cecilia Lilly, Vice President of Student Affairs and Dean of Students at the University of Texas at Austin. Dr. Lilly, how important is for students to become involved in their educational process here at UT?
When we talk about education, we have to think about it comprehensively. So when we think about engagement in the educational process, it is imperative that the student owns and creates and constructs their experience. Mm-hmm. Certainly, faculty, staff, students, our department, the Division of Student Affairs, and the 9 departments and all the other units that make up over 1,000 employees that are part of this particular organization, Student Affairs, our responsibility is to guide them, is to shepherd and steward that experience. But truly, we give them the flexibility and we rely on their innovation and their creativity and those aha moments to really think through who they are, who they want to be, and all of the resources here and how those resources play a part. Now, we can't expect that all students are going to experience it in the same way. And that's why diversity and inclusion, that's why that's very, very important, because quality education happens in every manner in which students engage in learning.
Students come to the University of Texas from a multitude of backgrounds. How, as Dean of Students, you're able to bring these different classes of students together for a harmonious experience?
So, as I said earlier, it's a team effort. So, having this conversation, I can't claim to be the only one engaged in this work. The community, the leaders here are committed to creating opportunities for students to commune, students to learn from one another. So that takes place in so many different ways. But one of the areas that we are recognized for and we serve as a model is the fact that we have over 1,300 student organizations. And those organizations range from playing chess together and gathering around that common interest to chemistry. So we have created pathways for students to find each other. We also have software. We call it Horns Link. Mm-hmm. And Link is the critical aspect of the software that we provide our students. And it allows them to complete interest profiles, to find each other, to find opportunities on campus, to find events, to find activities. And so there are just so many ways. Office hours. We just really think about students in the various communities and how they experience being a student and create pathways. And I think that's a key word. How do we create pathways for students to connect and to learn and to experience all that we have to offer here?
How has your previous experience assisted you in what your tasks upcoming?
That is an excellent question. Learning is taking place in every aspect of our lives, and every day we are continuing to build. So the foundation that I was able to benefit from and to build and to be a part of at other institutions certainly prepared me for this role as the Vice President for Student Affairs. It certainly prepared me to serve as the Dean of Students. The economics background, so the knowledge, the experience, the skill set, the competencies in the business world as it relates to fiscal management, fiscal solvency, facility management, construction, retail management, food service, dining, coupled with student development. So working very closely with other departments that focus on student development, student success, in addition to all of the other aspects related to supervision and personnel management and identifying talent pools. All of those skill sets come together, and you use all of those on a regular basis. So not daily, but you have a toolbox, a toolkit, and that toolkit is a part of my foundation, and I'm continuing to grow and continuing to learn, and that's why decade later, I'm still proud to be a Longhorn.
University of Texas at Austin are making some tremendous strides. I just learned that an African-American is going to replace Pat Club in the finance department as the number of vice president.
Oh, we know that research shows and it does prove that an environment and characteristics of environments influence how one experiences the world. So it is very important that all of our students, our students that come from so many different places and represent diversity in so many different ways, can identify and can see themselves at the institution and can see themselves in various roles. So the commitment, the notice that you're changing in terms of progress and the characteristics and the demographic makeup of our team is intentional, and it's also exciting to see that individuals of color and particularly African Americans are interested in coming to the University of Texas. So it's very exciting, and we hear from our students on a regular basis that it inspires them. It also brings them comfort when they are able to just look around and see individuals that look like them. And that's certainly important for African American. It's important for women. It's important for many, many of our students from various cultures and races.
Did you have to give up your faculty membership in the School of Education?
Absolutely not, John. Now, it's important that we continue to build on foundations. Okay. And the College of Education is critical, and it helps me when I talk about pathways. So it's not a new construct or structure, but that is another pathway that allows me to connect with graduate students that are working to become leaders in education, education administration, and to build our field and to build and to be a part of educating those professionals who will, and students who are becoming professionals and will, you know, join side by side in this work.
When you were informed of this new position, what was your immediate response and reaction?
Silence. There was a great level of excitement. There was a great level of appreciation. I have to tell you, my mother went to and graduated from Houston Tillison. And when she lived in Texas, the University of Texas at Austin wasn't an option for her. So the silence was it combined in a combination of so many different thoughts and emotions, the pride and the acknowledgement that President Fenves had the confidence and recognized my service, number one. Number two, that family history, that my mom didn't have this opportunity. And here I am, her child at the University of Texas at Austin, and the significance of and the symbolism of being offered the position, that certainly went through my mind. And then the commitment to the students that attend the University of Texas at Austin, that I'm here and I'm going to be here. And I have a new opportunity and many new ways to influence their journey.
Was this something you was working towards?
Well, you know, my goal, and it's funny that you asked that question, John, because I was meeting with a student earlier, student in the master's program in the College of Education, and I explained to her that my aspirations have never been driven by title. Mm-hmm. It's been driven by being happy and healthy and feeling and knowing that I'm contributing in a meaningful way. And so the opportunity is the result of hard work and my commitment and the fact that I have been able to find colleagues that I trust and that I enjoy working with and an environment that I'm thriving and to be recognized for that service. There's just an amazing intersection of happy and healthy. And so the title is the bonus.
Last week, UT had a program honoring the first in a number of African-American undergraduates here at the University of Texas. How did that experience help shape you as a vice president here at the University of Texas, but also as an African-American?
Such a significant, significant moment for the University of Texas at Austin. And my colleagues who envisioned and participated in bringing the precursors here, I'm so thankful and so grateful to them, as well as the alumni networks that played a key role, and certainly our president's office. So sitting there, hearing them on a panel and seeing them at various opportunities throughout that weekend, it's just a reminder of how far we come and yet how far we have to go. And it reminds us of the importance of being inclusive, the importance of remembering our history and remembering what we have to overcome as a university, because that history has been repeated and there are individuals that don't feel this is an environment that is comfortable for them. But there was also a moment of reconciliation to see them enjoy the 40 acres and to bleed, you know, burn orange, and to tell their story in a way that is constructive. And it's very real, but it inspires all of us to remain vigilant, and to remain focused on what it means to be educated, what it means to be at the University of Texas at Austin, and how we can't take that for granted. And we have to continue to pave the way and to allow for others to have the same experience and to make sure that their memories are positive and they are in line with the values of this great institution.
I know that's right. Who are the individuals that make up your team to help you do what you do?
So the staff is massive, a nice number of individuals, and I wish that I could sit here and name five or seven, and I could do that, but it wouldn't accurately reflect the team effort. Every single one of us in this portfolio, in the student affairs portfolio, but across campus, we collaborate, we are a collective, and we pull together and to help each other out. So from our legal team, to our development team, to our student development team, to our wellness, recreation, and counseling and mental health, to the parents and families. And so we have so many departments, our faculty, we all just come together when we need to come together. And the processes and the systems are efficient. We're always learning and growing. We're a learning organization. But we come together to make this work.
When you sat down and looked at the various departments, I'm quite sure you have ideas and improvements or tweaking this or tweaking that. What are some of the innovation or new things you want to bring to these nine departments that you oversee?
That's an excellent, excellent question as well. Just this morning, I had an opportunity to meet with the academic deans of eight of the colleges, and I shared with them and presented an idea of creating college liaisons. In addition to college liaisons, hiring a full-time member of the student affairs team that would be their point of contact, bring about centrality, because oftentimes in an institution or in higher education, you have the academic language culture and you have the non-academic language culture.
Right.
So one of my aspirations is to create a position that focuses on building that bridge and helping both the faculty as well as the non-faculty access resources, provide opportunities, training, improve communication, and improve the method in which we work together, because we share one vision, and it's student success and the student experience. So how can we create a new model to do this work together?
I know there's life after and outside of the 40 acres. What are some of your other interests?
My interests lie in Kyle Austin Lilly and Kennedy Elizabeth Lilly, my two adorable children, and my husband, Les. We enjoy family, and family time is very sacred and precious. And what the University of Texas and higher education in general has allowed, it's allowed us opportunity to really integrate both of our worlds. So our UT world, our work world, professional world, as well as their worlds. As they're growing and developing, they have amazing role models in the students that are here. We enjoy the outdoors. We enjoy cycling. We enjoy time just at home, watching our favorite television shows. We enjoy just talking and debating. We enjoy each other. So most of my free time, it's with my children and my husband. It's family.
Looking back at your college experience, and working in higher education on college campuses for roughly the past 30 years, what has been some of the similarities and some of the differences?
I follow you 100%. And sadly enough, there are times that I have to realize I'm not a college student anymore. And I remember when it was very difficult to tell the difference, and that's no longer the case. So I honor the generational differences and make sure that I include students in many of our decisions and the decision making, because there are so many differences, technology being one of them. I still own a typewriter, and I own that typewriter so that I can share with my children, but also with students here, the way that it used to be done and how technology allows them to be in so many different zones and so many different mindsets, be it Snapchat or Twitter or any form of social media.
Dr. Sansia R. Lilly, Vice President of Student Affairs and Dean of Students at the University of Texas at Austin. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions as to your future In Black America programs, email us at inblackamerica@kut.org. Also, let us know what radio station you heard us over. Remember to like us on Facebook and to follow us on Twitter. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or of the University of Texas at Austin. You can hear previous programs online at kut.org. Until we have the opportunity again for technical producer David Alvarez, I'm Johnny L. Hansen, Jr. Thank you for joining us today. Please join us again next week.
CD copies of this program are available and may be purchased by writing In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. That's In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. This has been a production of KUT Radio.